Ford becomes latest American company to back off woke policies. By Amy Furr on August 31, 2024. Ford Motor Company has decided to back off some of its woke policies due to activist and filmmaker Robbie Starbuck's investigation into the issue. Ford is the latest company to take major steps back from diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, initiatives, Fox Business reported Thursday. Big news, we were in the middle of investigating woke policies at Ford, but this morning Ford confirmed to me that they're making changes, Starbuck wrote in a social media post on Wednesday. He then listed some of the changes company leadership decided to make. Ending participation in the HRC's Woke Corporate Equality Index social credit system. It sounds like there will be no more donations to Pride events or other divisive events. ERG groups must be focused on business. No supplier or dealership diversity quotas. CEO calls for respect and civility toward all ideologies, hints at merit-based approach. Ford is following other American companies that have chosen to do the same. Whiskey giant Jack Daniel's recently backed away from the leftist agenda, along with Tractor Supply Company, John Deere, and Lowe's. Breitbart News stated in June. It is important to note that the Human Rights Campaign gains influence by rating the nation's largest companies via its Corporate Quality Index, which companies may participate in on a voluntary basis, according to a 1792 exchange-sponsored post on the Breitbart News website. In a subsequent post on Wednesday, Starbuck shared Ford's full statement on the matter, which was from CEO Jim Farley. In the past year, we have taken a fresh look at our policies and practices to ensure they support our values, drive business results, and take into account the current landscape, Farley wrote. Ford reported a $132,000 loss on each electric vehicle, EV, sold during the first few months of 2024, which hit the company with a $1.3 billion loss, according to a Breitbart News article published in April. Americans don't want EVs at levels Biden's climate hysteria require. Ford's EV Q1 losses soared to $1.3 billion, a ridiculous $132,000 per EV sold. All Ford's profits came from combustion engine vehicle sales. Collectivist policies destroy prosperity, wrote author and businessman Andy Puster. Click here to read more articles about the Ford Motor Company.